Tell you what it feels like out there, Matt Douglas.
What's
it feels
that?
Like basketball season, doesn't it?
It's starting to get there. I would 100% agree with you.
And it feels like we should be in the gymnasiums and we should hear the sneakers squeaking across the hardwood. Won't be long. As a matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong here, partner, I believe we are about 6 or 7 weeks away from kickstarting our coverage of the 2018-19 season, are we not?
Yeah, indeed. The girls get started, it seems, right after Thanksgiving. Boys not too far behind that, right at the end of November. So it's coming fast.
Well, when we do get started in the new season, there will be a new bench boss for the Elyria Catholic Panthers, and he's joining us right now on the hotline, Elyria Catholic head boys basketball coach Rob Palmer. Coach Palmer, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. I appreciate Andy and Matt having me on today to talk about the Elyria Catholic basketball program. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you joining us, Coach. Congratulations on the promotion. Give us an idea as to what this offseason has been like for you since you found out that you got the job just a few weeks ago.
Sure, exactly. I guess the good and the bad is the difficult thing, I should say, is obviously getting the job just a few weeks before the season. As a good assistant coach for Coach Phil Cook, obviously we had specific roles, and throughout the summer campaign, we obviously a lot of open gyms, a lot of conditioning, pretty aggressive summer schedule as far as shootouts and camps and such. So I think I played my role well in that case, and I think that's also why when it came down that I'm looking for the new coach, I think Coach Cook put a good word in for me, and was blessed to have a great administration, Elyria Catholic, either way to give me the job. So I guess it has been a quick 2 months, but I think it's going to be even quicker, 15 days until our first practice.
You had mentioned to Mike Perry with the Chronicle-Telegram that you weren't quite sure what you were more excited about, the head coaching opportunity or the fact that you've been picked by Elyria Catholic. Give us an idea as to why EC means so much to you and what this opportunity at Elyria Catholic means so much to you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I have a daughter that graduated there 3 years ago, and so it was my first experience with Elyria Catholic, and those 4 years were just a blessing in disguise for my daughter. And now I also have a junior there and a freshman just coming in this year, and just the experience that I've had, you know, there are certain pillars at Elyria Catholic they talk about a lot with excellence, compassion, tradition, faith, and it's just they live it, and it's just a great opportunity. I'm fortunate enough to have known some of the teachers and administrators, and I just think the world of them. And so, yeah, it wasn't a job that I was seeking after. I had a good role there, but when this opportunity came, and I've had a few other opportunities. I didn't necessarily move on, but when this opportunity came up, I jumped on it. And as I said, I was just blessed to get the news just a few weeks ago.
Coach, you've been an assistant at a number of different places along the way. You had alluded to some of your stops earlier. How has that experience as an assistant helped you prepare for this opportunity?
It's been just an incredible journey. I've worked for some just fantastic coaches, starting out at Brookside High School with Gene Leonard, who's a Hall of Famer in Lorain County coaches. I transitioned over to Elyria Catholic, had a chance to work with Alan Januzzi. And, you know, and there's obviously some really distinct and deliberate styles between these guys. And then I had the opportunity to work with a good friend of mine, Pat Bray in Amherst, who's just done an amazing job getting that program turned around. He's got some young talent that's coming on, and I look forward to watching those games in the future as well. But then the last year or so, I worked with Coach Cook, and I had worked with him previously during some of the summer campaigns where I'd come in and work with a couple of his teams in the summer. So it wasn't too unfamiliar when I took the job last year. And, you know, didn't know it at the time that it would lead to this, but I think Coach Cook did a great job of probably giving me a little bit more responsibility than a typical coach because I've had 20-plus years of coaching in four different systems, and it just worked out perfect. But, yeah, I look back, and I'm just so appreciative for those coaches that have mentored me and taught me the game for the past 23-plus years.
Coach, as you mentioned, I mean, you're quite familiar with EC and the kids who are playing basketball there. How much of an advantage is it going into a program like that instead of having to meet with the kids and kind of get used to them? I mean, you've already been there and things are kind of in place, right?
Yeah, it's a huge, huge, huge upside for me because not only did I get a chance to see those boys play last year, but three or four of them I coached in, during AAU for the last 5 or 6 years. A couple of them even in CYO beyond that. So I'm very familiar with these players, and I think in the end that probably was one of the differences in me getting the job, is just that how familiar I am with some of the talented players that we have. And again, they're talented on the court, but they're even more talented as people and in the classroom. So it's a real blessing.
We're speaking with New Elyria Catholic head boys basketball coach Rob Palmer here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, Coach, you had alluded to this a little bit earlier, the fact that you have been an assistant for a number of different coaches that have different schemes and styles. How much thought have you put into that? What kinds of schemes and styles, what kind of style of play do you anticipate having to implement at Elyria Catholic?
Well, that's a great question. And so what I've done in the last 14 days is take 23 years as basically an assistant coach, and had a chance, you know, during all those years, you go home at night and you wish, oh, I wish we could have done this, I wish we could have tried this. Well, now it's on me. So my style will always be fairly consistent. It's been the same for 23 years. I'm a defensive guy. We'll run a number of different schemes defensively, but first and foremost, it's all predicated on a team-oriented defensive concept. Whether we're running a gap style or a deny style, players will know positioning. There'll be a number of schemes where they're all kind of working together. Offensively, I've always been the same type of coach. We get the ball up the floor in a hurry. We don't put our thumb on our players. We give them the ability to make adjustments, to make plays, to be what they want to do, to be what they want to be on that court. And when that doesn't work, then we'll go into secondary options and into sets and so forth. But our style will be pretty simple. We will, going into the season, we've got three principles. We're gonna get as many easy buckets as we can. We're going to prevent as many easy buckets as we can. And we're going to be the best half-court defense in Lorain County. So I have to, maybe some steep goals, but I know the players. I know we're capable of it.
Well, Coach, you have four starters coming back from last year's team that made it all the way to the district final. What is it that excites you the most about this team? Again, this is a squad that you're pretty familiar with, having spent last year as the assistant on this team. But what is it that really excites you the most about this team?
Well, for starters, you know, what I love about this team is we have a couple standout players. We have more than a few standout players, but among them, Jared Logan has just been an incredible worker. And what you see on the court isn't something that just happens. Yeah, he has natural athletic ability, but I haven't seen a kid in 20-plus years spend as many hours in the gym as Jared does, refining his game so they can play positions 1 through 5. And so when you have somebody like that, and you can surround him with another 8 or 9 players that are all extremely capable, it becomes magic, because he will make the right play. We've got returners like Branson Taylor, who's coming back, a 6'8", 272-pound center who's just, throughout this football season, playing for left, Larry Catholic, has really learned to use his body and his feet. And I can't wait to see how that transcends on the floor. And you want to talk about shooters, Edward Wright has been an unbelievable shooter, and I think he's ready for a breakout season, as well as players like David Griffin, his brother Jack Griffin, Connor Crockley. I think we're going to be a special team because we can surround our big men around the perimeter, and we've got a playmaker like Jared Logan that can do some damage. So it's really exciting.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of names right there. Bull and I had the opportunity to call their game on Friday night as they took on Bay. Obviously, Coach Fox, who's in his first year as well over at Elyria Catholic, has got that program up and going. What's it mean? I mean, and he's not the only one. I know there was a new girls tennis coach. They seem to be up and running. Soccer seems to be going as well with a brand new coach on the girls side. As a new coach coming in, I mean, do you love to see that? I mean, winning is kind of infectious, isn't it, from game to game?
You got that right. I mean, one of the questions that comes up is, I'm a new coach starting out without really much of a preseason program at this point, and we're looking at a football team that, you know, God willing, it looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And so that could delay our season, you know, another week. And I've been asked, how do you feel about that? And my response is overwhelmingly, I'm 100% for it. I want them to make as deep a run as they possibly can, because like you just said, I think winning – creates winning. This sure. Winning atmosphere that Coach Fox has created is amazing, and that's the type of thing that we're going to kind of grow from. I know he's been fair and firm, but he's also created a fun atmosphere where these kids are excelling, and we're going to try to piggyback off that same chemistry.
Well, full practices are supposed to begin in 2 weeks, but you mentioned a few moments ago that could be delayed depending on how long the football season goes. Coach, I know it's kind of been a bit of a tornado since you got the job. Do you get the impression, though, that right now you're kind of getting anxious and that these days are taking a while as you guys get ready for the beginning of the season?
Yeah, exactly. I told my wife the other day that it feels like it's 3 days away, and I look at the calendar and I'm going, 15 days away, we need to get started. But listen, the depth that we have, I have no doubt that once we get going, our guys will fill in for those that we're missing that are going to go hopefully make as deep a run as possible. But I have a lot of confidence in this team, and I think we're going to have some great things happening.
Coach Palmer, we appreciate the time very much. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you out there when we get going here in about 6 weeks or so.
Looking forward to it. Thanks. I appreciate it.